Well, as we've been going through this Rudolph Advent series, we've been hitting on different characters, and today I want to talk about my granddaughter Naomi's favorite character, and he's the Bumble. He's that abominable snowman that is the danger of all those in that place around the North Pole. Whether it be Rudolph or Clarice or Rudolph's parents or Hermie or Yukon Cornelius or anybody that would get in his way. And the first time that I watched this with my granddaughter, she just kept saying, "Oh no, oh no." But then she grew to love the Bumble because she saw the end of the story. And as you watch the story, he looks pretty fierce. He looks pretty mean. With his sharp teeth and his roar. And when it gets close to the end, and he is one that is almost got everybody's back to the wall, he becomes humbled by the fact of getting a boulder placed on his head. And then all of his teeth are pulled out by Hermie, the elf who wants to become a dentist. And he becomes a humble Bumble. But at a certain point, he tries to be tough again, and Yukon pushes him, and they ultimately fall into this chasm. And the scream of the rest watched as they see them plummet to the bottom. And it's a sad part of the show. But as time goes on, they're back at the castle of Santa, and they're singing and they're decorating, and Christmas Day is soon approaching, and they hear a knock at the door, and it's Yukon, and he's got the Bumble on a leash. And he says, "One thing I forgot to tell you, Bumbles bounce." And that brings joy, because now he's a humble Bumble. He's not one that's going to be fierce anymore. He once was out to do harm, and now he's good enough to even put the star on the top of the Christmas tree. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the verses in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. It says this: "I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." What is the difference between people who thrive and people who decline over a long period of time? It's not that we don't get knocked down, it's that we bounce back up, just like the Bumble, we bounce. And that's true of both people that we know personally and those we read about in the Bible. You think about Jonah, he started out running from God, but ended up influencing a whole metropolis, the city of Nineveh. Thomas started out racked by doubt, but he ends up taking the gospel all the way to India. Peter was disappointed with his inability to withstand pressure and was also disappointed with himself, but he ended up a great Christian leader. John Mark was rejected by a high-ranked Christian leader. He was seen as a quitter, but ended up, by the Spirit of God, to write one of the gospels. David bounced back from several devastating failures, moral or leadership, a career, bunch of them. And so let me ask you, have you any past failures? Well, let me tell you this too, a great comeback is possible. In almost every case, whether somebody bounces back or not has to do with one question: do you have hope? Hope believes in a future possibility rather than resigning to that current reality. You will bounce back if you have hope. So, what's your hope in today? it's Christmas time around here. And so your hope may be tied into getting something. Or that special day coming up. What is your hope in? You may be at a really low point today. Can I tell you that it's a kid's story, this Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing. It's a kid's story. But the Bible is true. And we can bounce back in the power of Christ. Remember, Philippians 3 says this, I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us.